The Energy Department is predicting higher gas prices over the next 3 months, and in fact, the price of crude oil rose on world markets today. So the State Department is asking members of OPEC, the world oil cartel, to boost production of crude oil. Ministers from all the OPEC nations except Algeria will be meeting this Sunday in Vienna and are expected to discuss the possibility of boosting oil production, perhaps by as much as 6.5%. Vahan Zanoyan joins us now. He's president and CEO of PFC Energy. Mr. Zanoyan, a possible war in Iraq and also the lack of exports from Venezuela right now are among the reasons for the high price of oil. How are these two situations specifically affecting the oil reserves right now?
The Venezuelan situation is directly affecting oil reserves, oil stocks in the United States. In the last 30 or so days alone, we've lost almost all of the exports of Venezuela. In aggregate, total exports of some 75 million barrels have been lost from the market, and most of that is destined for the United States. I mean, the United States gets 1.6 million barrels a day of Venezuelan crude normally, which we haven't been getting. Even though overall, over time, the global market does equilibrate, still in the short term, it's not easy to immediately find substitutes. The Iraqi situation hasn't directly affected supplies yet, in the sense that the war hasn't happened. The market is used to on again, off again disruptions from Iraq.
Well, what do you expect them to do on Sunday? Will they boost the production of crude oil, and by how much?
I think it's very likely that they increase production by a million, 1.2 maybe barrels a day. It's not clear whether they're going to actually raise quotas or just production. One thing that may balance this is that OPEC themselves, they will be afraid of oversupplying the market, because by the time this OPEC crude, the increased production, part of which will come from the Persian Gulf, part of it will come from other OPEC countries, reaches the market, it could easily be like 45 days from now. So they're worried about oversupplying it for the spring, which is the low demand period. It's not always easy to fine-tune this market to get exactly the results you want without messing up something back in the further future.
How would a decision to boost production ultimately affect the price of oil, the price of gasoline for consumers?
Well, there's an immediate impact, which is more perception and psychological. The market will react. The market will be reassured that OPEC has every intention to stabilize prices, that they are sticking to their own policy of not allowing prices to go too high. And then if they do raise production, then that will begin to actually physically arrive into the market in anywhere from 30 to 45 days from now, and that will also have an impact.
Would the decision that the oil ministers ultimately make on Sunday, would it have a political signal in there for the way these countries might react to U.S. foreign policy in the region?
I think some would interpret it that way. Frankly, since it will take oil that much time for the OPEC oil to arrive these shores, it's not that easy also to have it directly linked to the Venezuelan situation. That some people would say, well, this has probably more to do with Iraq than with Venezuela. So in that sense, it may be possible to interpret it in terms of political signals and kind of giving reassurances to the market that, short of major military dislocation somewhere, something going drastically wrong, OPEC is there to continue to try and supply this market and keep it stable.
Thanks very much, Mr. Zanoyan.
You're very welcome.
Vahan Zanoyan is president and CEO of PFC Energy in Washington.